Track 7 and more news stories. I'm looking at a few commemorations for the VJ Day 80 years on. Communities across Teignbridge celebrated the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War on Friday, August the 15th, with ceremonies to mark victory in Japan, or VJ Day. Commemoration services were held at war memorials as poppies were laid, flags were raised, and speeches were made. Moreton Hampstead Town Council marked the occasion with the dedication of a new memorial stone and a bench at the town's war memorial. In Teignmouth, after a flag-raising ceremony in the morning, the town council put on a cream tea before lighting a beacon after the going down of the sun. And in Ashburton, the celebrations continued into Saturday with a picnic and music at the Royal British Legion Hut after a formal wreath-laying ceremony on the Friday. And there are various pictures around with people pictured in front of the Chudley Town's War Memorial. Moreton Hampstead marked with the dedication of the new stone and the people around there watching that being inaugurated. And there's a 100-year-old veteran, Jack Burgess, who's sitting with Teignmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams at the Teignmouth Town Council VJ Day Cream Tea.
Village limbers up for annual Olympics. If you've ever fancied being an Olympic champion, a Teignbridge village could be where you take your sport on the podium. Ashcombe is holding its annual Village Olympics next Sunday, August the 24th, and there's an event for almost any talent. Adults can enter in teams of 10 to take part in games such as the bale roll and tyre flip, drink and spin, blindfolded wheelbarrow race, farmer's dash, tractor pull and three in a sack race. Young and old are catered for, with a Kids Olympics taking place throughout the day and a pensioners race. Entry to the Olympics, which start at noon, is free.
Tarnop celebrations for this year's Christo Show. A village in the heart of the Teign Valley celebrated a milestone event last Saturday. Christo Show marks its 100th anniversary with an all-day event featuring a produce show with immaculate floral displays and vegetables grown by greenfielded experts, plus wines, bakings, preserves and crafts. And visitors who flocked to the show ground were treated to a parade of vintage tractors and cars, plus sheep judging classes, a cross-country run and terrier racing. On top of this, the annual horse show jumping classes and proved popular, as did duck herding in the main ring, courtesy of Come By and Dangerous Steve, a thrilling motorcycle stuntman extraordinaire. As always with the Christo Show, charity is the big winner, with this year's official charity, Marie Curie, being the beneficiary. And there's some lovely photos of a dog attempting to herd some ducks in the main ring, a lovely parade of tractors and cars, judging in the main hall with some beautiful floral displays with dahlias and chrysanthemums, and a lovely picture of a little lad with a sheep.
And a little more carnival here, as the 7 days of fun came to a conclusion in Dawlish last Friday, as Dawlish celebrates carnival, wound up for another year with the community parade. It was one of the highlights of an action-packed week of events and activities, which proved that despite South West Water putting a damper on things by taking over the lawn, the town could still celebrate carnival. The volunteer committee worked their magic around all the space available, and despite some regular favourites being curtailed, such as the pram race, old favourites, such as the raft race, made a welcome return. Other events that proved popular were the town crier competition for both seniors and juniors, a display by Teignmouth RNLI, fancy dress competition, duck race, plus a midweek fly past from the RAF aerobatic display team, the Red Arrows. And again, very colourful pictures of Teignmouth Alice Cross's centre showing their giant dragon in the parade, very red, very Chinese looking, and lots of legs underneath the red tops. There's a picture of the red arrows flying past, and there's a music down Mexico Way from Mariachi Way with his Mexican hat on, and an inflatable giraffe which is taller than the two people, obviously, that are standing beside it.
Charities benefit as Care Home marks anniversary. Musicians and Indian dancers entertained families visiting a Timbridge care home as part of their 20th anniversary celebrations earlier this summer. Sefton Hall in Dawlish opened its gardens to the public for their summer fete, marking 20 years since it joined the Southern Health Care Group, which owns four award-winning care homes across Devon. Its managing director, Geoffrey Cox, commented, "I'm really proud of the wonderful care home Sefton Hall is. It's down to the professionalism, compassion and heart of our care team. They work to ensure our residents live purposeful lives whilst creating a sense of belonging in a really homely environment. Visitors tried their hand at circus skills with the High Beings Circus, watched performances by the 60-strong rock choir and the Southern Health Cares Quartet, and enjoyed some Indian dancing by talented members of the Sefton Hall care team." Senior Administrator Alison Adair added, "Regardless of what role you are within the team, you have a strong relationship with the residents. It's more than a care home, it's a family." The care home raised £1,380 from the raffle and tombola, and this was divided between Hector's House Cat Adoption Charity, Dementia UK and the Strand Community Centre.
Large-scale response to Cove Fire. Firefighters from Tynmouth were among the large-scale response to a fire at Newfoundland Cove on August the 15th. Bovie Tracy, Buckfast Lee, Newton Abbott and Tynmouth sent appliances to the South Hams beauty spot after fire control received calls of a large grass fire just north of the cove. Initially, two crews were mobilised, but six more fire appliances and two water carriers were soon called. Crews were faced with difficult terrain on approach, given that the fire had broken out in a wooded area on the coast, but the incident was quickly sectorised for better control. Crews used 51mm attack jets and a number of fire beaters to extinguish the fire.
Another great taste award for Kingstainton firm. An artisan chocolate producer based in Kingstainton has added another great taste award to its product range. Barber's Bean to Bar won a 3-star great taste award for its new cocoa husk latte. Judges described the drink as the best hot chocolate we have ever tasted. The judges added that they really like the fact that no husks go to waste and the flavour comes through to give a creamy and complex flavour. This is the second year in a row that Barber's Bean to Bar has won a coveted 3-star award from Great Taste. Last year, the firm's single origin Peruvian whole bean, Coco Tea, received the accolade. 3 stars are the highest honour in the Great Taste Awards. They are only given to extraordinarily tasty food and drink.